I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi-Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, fall has for centuries been a big time for harvest festivals, and a mid-Cape group is celebrating the old-fashioned way.
Well, this is the Historical Society of Santuit and Kutuit, and it's holding its annual Autumn in Old Kutuit Fall Festival. That's happening from 11 to 3 on Saturday, or if it rains, it happens on Sunday. It's a family event, and there's going to be different kinds of artisans demonstrating 19th century crafts. They've got quilting, rug hooking, wool dyeing, knot tying, and Nantucket basket weaving for some of them. There's also going to be demonstrations by Wampanoag tribe members that will include open-air cooking, children's crafts, and jewelry. And then the oldest fire engine on Cape Cod is going to be there on display. This is all happening at the Dottridge Homestead, which is at 1148 Main Street in Kutuit.
Also on Saturday, there will be a party in Falmouth that marks not the start of a season, but the end of an important one for the Cape Cod economy.
Well, organizers are calling it the biggest fishing party in the Northeast. It's called Striper Fest, and that celebrates the end of the Striper Cup tournament down there and the fishing season. There's going to be some fishing in the morning, and then the party happens from noon to 6:30 on Saturday at Marine Park, which is next to Falmouth Harbor on Scranton Avenue. There's going to be live music from the band Sudden Relic. There'll be food, beer and wine, games and prizes, and a kid zone. And they promise there will be plenty of fishing stories to get you through the winter.
For local theater, usually you've got a few weeks to catch a show. But there are two productions at opposite ends of the Cape happening this weekend only. Tell us about these.
Well, there's a program of one acts happening in Wellfleet. And then in Falmouth, it's a British comedy about community theater. So in Wellfleet, they've got 10 actors playing 16 characters in 6 short plays by Wellfleet playwright Candace Perry. And the program is called Struggles and Other Love Stories. Candace's short plays have been seen for years in Provincetown, and she's done them around the country. But this is the first time 6 of them have been brought together for one program. Different ones involve issues of love, race, family, war, marriage, and revolution. And the shows are 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and then 3 o'clock on Sunday at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. Then the first play of the year is happening for the Falmouth Theater Guild, and it's called the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society Murder at Checkmate Manor. So the comedy already starts there, and it's about a community theater group trying to stage a whodunit. And then, of course, a lot of things go wrong. Those shows are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday at Highfield Theater in Falmouth.
Nature lovers have several ways to learn something new about creatures on land and in the sea and in the air this week, with talks and other programs happening in Brewster, Harwich, and Chatham.
Those lessons start out Saturday with Wild Care holding a showing of the documentary A Wing and a Care from 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, and that is a.m., at the Chatham Orpheum Theater. This is a film by a Braintree man and follows the stories of 3 New England men as they work to protect the birds that they love. Then people that are interested in black bears, like the one that unexpectedly came by Cape Cod a few years ago, can hear about their social behavior from longtime New Hampshire bear expert Ben Killam. And that's at 3 o'clock on Saturday at the Harwich Community Center. He's going to talk about 25 years of observing bears' habits and tell stories about rehabilitating orphaned bear cubs for release into the wild. Then over in Brewster, at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History, they're in the midst of the Shark Timber focus on local sharks, and that's going to continue at 1 o'clock on Sunday with a lecture by Tom Burns, who's the creator and project leader of the Cape Cod White Shark Predation Study. Then next Tuesday, that Shark Timber is continuing with Greg Scommel of the Massachusetts Shark Research Program, and he's going to give a talk on great white shark research update from the 3rd year of his 5-year study on our great white sharks.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.